Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on adversarial examples. The attack that proves neural networks don't see the world like we do. We're talking about how a few pixels of mathematically crafted noise can make a stop sign look like a speed limit sign to an autonomous vehicle, and why this isn't a bug you can patch. This is fundamental to how these systems learn. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The adversarial example phenomenon was first formally documented by Sejudi et al. In 2013, who discovered that deep neural networks could be fooled by adding small, carefully computed perturbations to input images. This wasn't noise. It was mathematically optimized deception. Goodfellow et al. Followed in 2014 with the fast gradient sign method, FGSM, demonstrating that a single gradient step could generate effective adversarial examples efficiently. The root vulnerability lies in how neural networks learn decision boundaries. DNNs operate in extremely high-dimensional spaces where the decision surface is highly nonlinear and often lies close to the data manifold. Small movements in input space, imperceptible to humans, can cross these boundaries entirely. The network isn't learning what a stop sign looks like in any semantic sense. It's learning statistical correlations across millions of parameters. Linear hypothesis. Goodfellow argued that the high-dimensional linearity of modern architectures makes them inherently susceptible. Small perturbations accumulate across dimensions. Trust model failure. ML pipelines implicitly trust that inference inputs match training distribution. No architectural enforcement exists. Gradient accessibility. Differentiable models leak information about their decision boundaries through gradients, enabling white box attacks. Carlini and Wagner's 2016 work proved that defensive distillation, an early proposed defense, could be completely bypassed, establishing that this isn't a bug to patch but a fundamental property. Here's my take on this. Neural networks don't see images like humans do. They see high-dimensional vectors where tiny perturbations can cross decision boundaries that make no semantic sense to us. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. The threat moved from theory to reality faster than most anticipated. Eicholt et al. Physical stop signs, 2018. Researchers from University of Michigan demonstrated that printed adversarial stickers on stop signs cause classifiers to misidentify them as speed limit signs in real driving conditions with 100% success rate in lab tests. This proved adversarial examples survived the physical to digital transformation. McAfee-Tesla autopilot attack, 2020. McAfee's advanced threat research team demonstrated that adding a 2-inch piece of tape to a 35 miles per hour speed limit sign caused Tesla's Mobileye camera system to misread it as 85 miles per hour. The vehicle accelerated accordingly. Tencent Keen Security Lab versus Tesla, 2019. Researchers demonstrated adversarial patches on road surfaces that caused Tesla autopilot to steer into oncoming traffic lanes. Tesla acknowledged the findings and issued updates. Adversarial patch for person detection, 2019. KU Leuven researchers created printable patches that, when worn, rendered people invisible to YOLO object detectors. Direct implications for surveillance evasion. MITRE Atlas catalogs these under. Here's my take on this. The Tesla speed limit attacks are the canary. Automotive ML systems are deployed at scale with no adversarial robustness testing, and the consequences are measured in fatalities. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough targets an image classification API during an authorized assessment. We'll use white box FGSM and black box transfer attacks. 1. Target identification and recon. Identify the target model architecture through API probing. Check response headers, error messages, and inference timing. Many APIs leak model family, ResNet, VGG, etc., through verbose errors or documentation. 2. Prerequisites and setup. You'll need Python 3.8+. CUDA-capable GPU recommended. Sample images from target domain and API access credentials. 3. Attack execution, FGSM. 4. Black box transfer attack. If you lack model access, generate adversarial examples against a surrogate model, for example, public ResNet 50, and test transferability against the target API. Research shows 40 to 80% transfer rates between architectures. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Document original versus adversarial predictions with confidence scores. Calculate L and L2 norms of perturbation, should be. Here's my take on this. Always start with FGSM for speed. Then escalate to PGD, projected gradient descent, for stronger attacks. PGD iterates FGSM multiple times and consistently defeats more defenses. Defense playbook. Defense requires layered controls. No single technique provides complete protection. Detection. Log input statistical properties, mean. Variance. High frequency energy. Adversarial examples often show anomalous high frequency components. Implement ensemble disagreement detection. Feed inputs to multiple model variants. High prediction variance indicates potential adversarial input. Monitor confidence score distributions. Adversarial examples often produce abnormally high or uniform confidence. Prevention. Adversarial training. Augment training data with adversarial examples. This remains the most robust defense but increases training costs 3-10 times. MAPS 2. Input preprocessing. JPEG compression. Spatial smoothing or feature squeezing reduce perturbation effectiveness. Apply before inference. Certified defenses, randomized smoothing provides provable robustness bounds for L2 perturbations. Validation. Run the attack playbook above against your defended model. Target 80% plus attack failure rate at epsilon equals 0.03. This aligns with principles. Validate that model outputs remain consistent under perturbation. Here's my take on this. Adversarial training is your highest ROI defense. It's expensive, but it's the only technique that consistently survives adaptive attackers who know your defenses. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Neural networks learn statistical patterns, not semantic meaning. Their decision boundaries sit dangerously close to normal data points in high-dimensional space. Takeaway 2. Tesla autopilot attacks by McAfee and Tencent proved adversarial examples work in physical world safety critical systems. Takeaway 3. FGSM requires only a single gradient computation and generates effective adversarial examples in milliseconds. Start there. Escalate to PGD. Takeaway 4. Adversarial training remains the most robust defense despite 3-10 times training cost increase. Takeaway 5. Design for defense in depth. Combine adversarial training, input preprocessing, and runtime anomaly detection. No single control is sufficient. That's the adversarial example landscape for you. 25 years of AI security, and this one still keeps me up at night because it's not a flaw in the code. It's a flaw in how we train these systems to see. The math is elegant, the implications are terrifying, and the defenses are getting better, but aren't there yet. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.